inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever-flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit, I am in your presence. Fill me with your power, live inside of me.
My name is John Bayless and welcome again to this Miracle Hour. We're so glad you've tuned in. God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. I'd like to open in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the mighty name, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That Lord, today you will grant to your servant great boldness, Lord, to bring this word. And that Lord, you will stretch forth your hand to heal. And Lord, that you will perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Well, God's children said amen. Well, we're going to start again at Psalm 69, 13 and 16, to look at God's nature again, see what his heart is towards his people, which is you. It says, but I keep right on praying to you, Lord, for now is the time you are bending down to hear. You are ready with a plentiful supply of love and kindness. Now answer my prayer and rescue me as you promised. O Jehovah, answer my prayers, for your loving kindness is wonderful. Your mercy is so plentiful, so tender and so kind. See, friends, now is the acceptable time, the Bible is saying, that God hears your prayers. He is ready with a plentiful supply of love and kindness to you. He promises to answer your prayer and rescue you, for his loving kindness is wonderful. His mercy is so plentiful, so tender and so kind. He loves you and he cares about you. To those who call upon his name. And the excuse today to some people could be, they might say this, to be honest, I am a disbeliever, a doubter about the whole matter of the Bible and the salvation message of Christ. Well, the answer to that is, are you honestly looking for answers? Will you accept evidence as it would be accepted before a court of law? Are you looking for the truth or a spiritual poisoner who exchange the truth of God for a lie. We see in Romans 1:25 it says, instead of believing what they knew was the truth about God, they deliberately chose to believe lies. So they prayed to the things God made, but wouldn't obey the blessed God who made these things. Verse 28, so it was when they gave God up and would not even acknowledge him, God gave them up, doing the evil things their minds could think of. Friends, Jesus Christ throws out this challenge in John 8:47. Anyone whose father is God listens gladly to the words of God. Since you don't, it proves you aren't his children. See, the Bible says you can doubt to your own risk or your own danger. We see in 2 Thessalonians 2:10, he will completely fool those who are on their way to hell because they have said no to the truth. They have refused to believe it and love it and let it save them. So God will allow them to believe lies with all their hearts, and all of them will be justly judged for believing falsehood, refusing the truth, and enjoying their sins. See, to the disbeliever and doubter, don't turn your back on such a wonderful message like this, for God's loving kindness and mercy is so plentiful. The way to find out whether or not a thing is true and worthy of your acceptance is to put it to a personal test. We see this in Psalm 34:8. It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. The Bible goes on to say that the Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust him. Romans 2:4, don't you realize how patient he is being with you? Or don't you care? Can't you see that it is he has been waiting all this time without punishing you to give you time to turn from your sin? His kindness is meant to lead you to repentance. See, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send Jesus Christ into the world to punish you, but that you might be saved. See, friends, Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave, paying the penalty for your sin and bridging the gap between God and people. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And your response, friends, receive Christ. Only you can make that decision. We must trust and receive him by personal invitation. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. And how do you get right with God? The Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Is there any good reason why you cannot receive Jesus Christ right now? Well, this is what to pray. You just follow me in this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Saviour. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. See, receiving Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, who is in every believer. It's called the new birth. To deepen your relationship with Christ, read your Bible every day, if possible, starting in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and talk to God and pray every day. Tell others about Christ. Worship and fellowship with other Christians where Christ is preached. As Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and your concern for others. God will bless you as you do. While it's at part of the program, we will be starting to pray for the sick shortly. Jesus told his believers to heal the sick who were there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Jesus said to preach the gospel to everyone, everywhere. That's what's happening today. In Mark 16:20, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. See, Jesus made a promise that if I preach the gospel of Christ, that he would confirm the word with signs following. Signs of deliverance, signs of healing, signs of miracles, setting people free from sicknesses and diseases, or anything else that's not of Jesus Christ. We see in Matthew 4:23, now Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of disease among the people. See, the gospel of the kingdom, not just to get to heaven, but for the healing of all your sickness and disease. See, friends, salvation means healing of your soul. It's to be born again. And salvation means the healing of your sickness. They are yours and it's free. It means the same. Jesus reads about the gospel of the kingdom in Luke 4:18. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Then Jesus lists the benefits of the gospel. And here's the benefits. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty or freedom to them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. It meant release of spirit, soul, and body for those in captivity to King Satan. It meant accepting King Jesus as a ruler over your life and receiving the benefits of the new ruler, Jesus Christ. Those who heard the message and believed received the benefits. Those who rejected the message will receive nothing. It's received by faith, friends. We'll go again to Acts 14:6-10. Says it. Paul preached the gospel of the kingdom. Verse 9. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul observed him intently, and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upon your feet. And he leapt and walked. Friends, just a few days before I put this message together, before I brought this message out, I have personally seen cripples get out of their wheelchairs and walk that have been prayed for. I've seen people on walking sticks, been on them for years, healed instantly and carrying the walking sticks over their shoulders. And God hasn't changed. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, I have been anointed with fresh oil. The power of the Holy Spirit has anointed empowered me to heal the sick, release the oppressed, bring healing to the brokenhearted, open blind eyes, and announce that God is ready to give blessings to all who come to Him. The Holy Spirit is the confirmer of His word, the demonstrator of the gospel. The Bible says that people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. And Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs and wonders and miracles following. Well, I will start to pray for the sick now. Lay your hand on that sick or hurting part or infirm part of your body now and have an expectancy to be healed. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to the brokenhearted and to the broken emotions and to the lame and the maimed, the blind, the deaf and dumb, and every other sickness and disease, I bind and I break your power and I command you to loose God's people and set them free. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. Be healed and made whole. Those with cancers and growths and cysts, I curse you at the roots. I command you to shrivel and die. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. Be healed and made whole. Thank you, Lord. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place in every single cell and tissue that's been damaged or malfunctioning in your people right now, Lord. Be healed and made whole. I command soundness, perfect soundness. Lord, I praise you, Lord. I worship you because that you are my Redeemer. You are our Redeemer. You are a working miracle God. You love your people, and I thank you, Lord, for healing your people today. Thank you, Lord, that many people are being healed, Lord, right now, Lord, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that people are being healed right now, like pains are disappearing. The people that lots of pains are disappearing right now. Cancers are being healed. Just take your healing right now. As an ear popped open right now, just right now. Take your healing right now. Check yourself. Well, friends, to keep your healing, be thankful for your healing. If there is some improvement that Jesus has done, that improvement, then thank Him for it. Not all healings are instant. Sometimes they take time. Just check it. If there's an improvement, it proves the healing is starting to take place. Jesus said, you will get well. You will be cured. It's Jesus wants to see you healed. It's His heart's desire. Lord, also maintain a good confession. Don't listen to doubt and unbelief. Don't be fearful. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Faith comes by hearing and reading the Bible and listening to good Christian music. And Lord, friends, walk in love. Jesus says to live in peace with each other. Confess your sins. No witch doctors. Repent of this. The devil heals no one. And no superstition. It puts you in bondage and to fear. And don't hold any bitterness or any grudges. The only person that gets hurt is the person that holds the bitterness or grudges. And sickness, some sicknesses come from that. Well, we would love to hear from you. If you've made a commitment to Christ or you've received your miracle healing, we would love to rejoice with you. And my closing prayers, may God's love, peace, and choicest blessings be yours in Christ Jesus. Amen.
flowing down to make me clean, like a mighty rushing stream. Sweet, sweet anointing, pouring out the oil and wine all over me. Just a touch of the hand of Jesus, dipped into the oil of the Holy Ghost, it will soothe all of my fears, wipe away. It's the anointing.